Welcome to Tanakh Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 80. This chapter has 20 psukim in it. Before we begin, Asaf had understood, even though the Jewish nation is like Hashem's vineyard, there will be time periods when God will breach his fence, causing harm to his precious grapes. Asaf offers this as a prayer for all generations to say, for Hashem to take pity on his nation by restoring them to their original greatness. The Rav Adwali explains the reason why this parak opens with the words Lamanatzeach el Shoshanim Edus LaAsaf, a prayer on Shoshanim, a testimony of Asaf, is because Shoshanim means roses and Edus means testimony or to give witness, because this is a prayer for Mashiach to reveal himself by being witness and coming to collect the roses amongst thorns, lift Am Yisrael out of exile by bringing the final redemption. Now for the parak summary. Asaf opens up by calling attention to the shepherd of Israel to lead his flock for God to bring back his nation. In specific, Asaf singles out the tribes of Binyamin, Ephraim, and Manasseh. Asaf then relates Israel suffered a tremendous amount in exile. How long will it last for? The Jewish nation has been the object of derision and strife. God, please return us. Asaf compares Am Yisrael to a vineyard harvested in Egypt. God went through great deliberation to save the vineyard. He planted it, shaded it, and allowed it to grow. Why then do you let it be eaten and destroyed by wild animals? Asaf continues to ask God to return us now. Look down from heaven and see our pain. Please be mindful of your vineyard and replant us on firm soil, never to be uprooted again. Please don't pour your anger out on us. The prayer ends with Asaf asking God to bring us back, for Hashem to shine his amazing light upon us so we can be saved. Now for the highlight pasuk. In verse 14 it says, Yecharsmena chazir meyar v'ziv shadai yarena. Wild pigs gnawed at us and the beasts of the field fed on it. The simple meaning over here is the pigs ate the vineyard, meaning Am Yisrael was brought to a lower state by the nations of the world. A classic questions over here are, what's the reference to the pig, and will the pig ever become kosher? Firstly, the Medrash states, yes, indeed, the pig will become kosher during the Messianic era. That's why it's called a chazir, from the word chozer, which means the pig will be chozer, return, and become kosher. Secondly, the Chasam Sofer explains, the actual physiology of the pig will change, then the pig will chew its cud, and it will be considered kosher. Thirdly, the Radvaz explains, the reference to the pig is allegorical. It just means in the future, availability of delicacies will be so great it's as if the pig is kosher. This is something we can see nowadays. You can get any type of food that's kosher. It's as if the pig has become kosher. Lastly, the Rabbeinu Bechaya explains, the nation of Edom, which is represented by a pig, will become our friend. This is what it's meant by the pig will become kosher. And again, perhaps we can see this nowadays, as America is considered Edom, which is seemingly a friend to the state of Israel. Let us merit that our service of God should not resemble a pig that presents itself as kosher with split hooves on the outside, but internally isn't kosher because it doesn't chew its cud. Let us serve Hashem through and through, both on the outside and on the inside, as a kosher yid. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.